Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. How many know the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord? We thank and praise God, amen, for another new hour, another new second, amen, of a dynamic, amen, broadcast. Now at this time, amen, glory to God, we're going to a word of prayer, amen. How many know we cannot make it by prayer? We cannot endure by prayer. So at this time, it is prayer time. Be right back. Stay tuned, and God bless you.
I'm going to move to the right. The anointing is going to shift economics in here. Your finances are going to have a divine visitation from God. I'm talking about the hand of God getting ready to touch everybody. I'm going to move to the right. And a wave of the anointing is going to hit everybody in here. The hand of God is going to touch you. How many of you believe that? How many of you receive it? Because a lot of people believe. They don't want to receive. Put your hands down. Don't grasp anybody. You are going to receive a double portion. You're going to receive what God has for you, and you're going to pick up your neighbor's anointing. And I'm going to prove it. Father, in the name of Jesus, now, your people have given. They have given willingly. The portals of heaven have been locked up and closed and constricted for year after year over every individual's life. But I decree and declare now that they are open. I open them prophetically right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, whatever heaven has been locked up because of ignorance, because of withdrawing, hallelujah, withholding, I decree and declare that the spigot is open. Now, Father, like a tsunami, I decree and declare that you are going to begin to move from my right and left. I decree and declare, Father, that you would move from the front to the back. Father, as I move across the stage, I decree everyone, hallelujah, that sees me as I move will be slain, and you will birth. Father, they will pick up mantles in the realm of the spirit. I decree and declare right now that as I move across the stage, hallelujah, economics are going to be shifted. Finances are going to be shifted. I decree and declare that the wealth of the wicked is no longer laid up for you, but the wealth of the wicked is being released. I decree and declare that winds of the spirit are beginning to blow, and they're blowing into your home. I decree and declare that your sons and daughters, by virtue of the fact of your praise, you are going to birth them into the kingdom. You are, your sons and daughter are going to be birthed into the kingdom while they're in prison. They're going to be birthed into prison while they're in crack houses. Your husbands are going to come back. Your ministries are going to turn around. I decree and declare a supernatural anointing sweep. Father, from my right to my left, as I move, everybody open your eyes. Here it is. Open up, Rabba Shaka, Rabba Shaka, Rabba Shaka, Rabba Shaka, Rabba Shaka, Rabba Shaka, Rabba Shaka. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that there is a shifting that is going on in the kingdom. We thank you that the spirit of the is upon each individual. Every woman that you are now transforming, you are posturing them for the next move of God. I decree and declare from the earth, mantles that have been dropped, they are being picked up. I decree and declare double portions of the Elijah anointing is being birthed. Every prophet that is assigned to this time and this generation, I stir up, stir up, stir up. I quicken callings. I quicken ministries. I quicken churches. I quicken visions. Everything that died because of doubt, because of unbelief, I call you from the grave. I decree and declare, hallelujah, natrons are being extended. I decree the spirit of Jabez falls upon the women. I decree and declare that your hand is working in them. Angels on assignment, I assign them to your ministries.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We must receive prayer like never before. It's praying time. It's been praying time. And we just thank you, praise God. Amen. For having the opportunity to go to the throne of grace and to give God what's due to his name, which is some glory, and letting the Lord know we trust and we lean and we depend on him. Now at this time, we will listen to a song entitled Take Me Back. How many know? Every now and then, glory to God, we need to go back to that place where we first received the Lord. Amen, glory to God. And you know how it was when you first received the Lord, you couldn't get enough of the Lord. So glory to God, we need to go back to the very first place where we first received the Lord. Amen. I'll be right back. Stay tuned.
don't know how much more I can take. See, I decided
amen. How many know you got to cry your last tear? Amen. About yesterday. Yesterday. Amen. Glory to God. We just thank and praise God. Now we're getting ready to hear the rich word of God entitled, What Does Your Faith Say? So many times we allow the circumstance to talk a little bit too much. But what does your faith say? God bless you. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
The next chapter, starting at the 39th verse, that's the book of John, the last chapter, starting at the 39th verse. first. John 11 and 39. Amen, glory to God. Amen. Anyone had it by saying amen or simply, wait a minute. Amen. The book of John, the 11th chapter, and the 39th verse. Amen. Today our topic will be, what does your faith say?
All right.
What does your faith say? Nothing else matters but what your faith has to say. How many know we let our circumstances and our situations say too much? The circumstance and the situation don't have nothing to say. It's about what my faith says. The circumstance can say one thing, but my faith says so what? So I'm following my faith. How many know, glory to God, faith is a persuaded mind that something's going to work. If your mind is not convinced, it ain't going to work. If your mind is not convinced, glory to God, that when you sit on that bench, the bench is going to hold you, that bench is going to break. It ain't going to hold you. But because you got faith, when you sit down, it's going to hold you, then you sit down. How many know I don't sit on that shaky? Come on up in here. Glory to God, you got to be able to hold me. You got to be able to catch me. Come on up in here. Can I preach up in here? I'm feeling it. I'm going to be right. Somebody put your hands together. Now, God, as we come to you, we ask that you would bless, touch the people like never before. Send an anointing in this place like never before. Lock it in the walls, in the pews, lock it in the pews, on the floor, in the carpet, on every instrument, the podium, the microphone. Lock the anointing in this building. Lord God, let your spirit rest like never before. Let your anointing rest like never before. The anointing that makes preaching easy, send it on. The anointing that destroys yoke, send it on. The anointing that delivers, send it on. And we bless you, God, and we want you to know that we appreciate you, that we thank you for your goodness, we thank you for your mercy, we thank you for your love and sending. We come to let you know that your contract is canceled.
And because I've been so faithful, not because I've been so good, you've always been there for me to provide my every need. You were there when I was lonely, you were there in all my pain, guiding my footsteps, shelter from the rain. Thank you.
everything you need is right here. All of your promise, yes, I'm aware. And when you're done, I'll be right there. You can call on me, cause I hear your
I know that it's by God's grace.
Grace.
All things. It really don't make no difference to me. No, you know why I tell you.